1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. President Biden will be flying into a political storm when he visits El Paso, Texas later, his first trip to the southern border since becoming president. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
Overrun shelters have resulted in migrants sleeping on the streets in tents and buses in downtown El Paso. Fernando Garcia is the executive director of the Border Network for Human Rights.
Yes, it's the Republicans, but also the Democrats, that they had done none enough to actually uplift the call for immigration reform.
President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will meet with local officials, faith leaders, and non-governmental organizations that have supported migrants. They'll also review enforcement operations at the busiest port in El Paso and tour a migrant services center. Chris Fox for CBS News, El Paso, Texas.
California remains under a state of emergency after record rains. 500,000 households are without power, and forecasters say there's worse to come. CBS's Elise Preston has more.
While another atmospheric river moves in, communities are scrambling to sandbag, repair levees, and prepare for even more power outages while still cleaning up from the last round of extreme weather.
When you look around at the wreckage, the rebuilding looks like an arduous process.
The storms this week have claimed at least six lives, including a toddler who died when a redwood tree fell on the family home.
After days of bitter infighting for all the world to see, the Republicans now have a House Speaker in Kevin McCarthy. But what did McCarthy have to do to win over the holdouts? Texas Republican Chip Roy was one of them, telling CNN.
We got the ability to offer amendments on the floor of the House during appropriations that will open it up again. We haven't done that. So since I've been in Congress, I've not been able to offer an amendment on the floor.
Not clear if the Republicans can now unify on some crucial areas, including immigration and spending. Palestinian leaders are accusing Israel's new government of retaliating for making an appeal to the UN, and the Israeli government agrees. Reporter Linda Gradstein explains.
Three senior Palestinian officials, including Foreign Minister Riyad Malki, said Israel had confiscated their VIP travel permits, which allowed them to travel easily inside and outside the West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it was just one of a series of steps against the Palestinian Authority, which had advanced what he called an extreme anti-Israel step in the United Nations. The Palestinians have asked the UN for an official legal opinion on Israel's 55-year occupation of the West Bank. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot will be $1.1 billion, the third biggest in U.S. history. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 24. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 15. Highs around 29. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tuesday, under overcast skies. 36 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Get your motor running.
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on this Friday. Friday edition, TJAF. So excited that the weekend is here. Yes. Despite, I am on day six. No drinking.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I did have some non-alcoholic beer last night. It was very good.
Good.
Lagunitas INPA or whatever it's called. I don't know. It was. I'm a fan. Though it doesn't. If you're gonna drink non-alcoholic specialty beers and cocktails and stuff, doesn't save you any money.
Still expensive.
Still expensive. So if you're cutting back on booze to save money, just drink water.
Okay.
Because it was still $8. And, but I was very, you know, we have to be very excited when some of our local feel-good stories make national news.
Absolutely.
So in this week's edition of Wisconsin in the Wild, not one, but two Wisconsin stories making it to the Today Show. I think one was this week and the other was last week, December 27th. So yeah, last week. And
Today Show giving us some love.
Giving us some love. And one, the first one, we have featured on this show. So Section Yellow, which we've had the founder of that, John Plagman, on, when was that? October-ish?
It's a couple months back.
So for a reminder, if you were not listening that day, Section Yellow is a group, a support group at Lambeau for people who are sober. Because as you can imagine, both in the state and at Lambeau, going to sporting events, specifically going to Packer games,
yep,
can be triggering for people who are trying to stay sober. And the whole idea came from John's being a Fish fan. And this was it was a yellow balloon, right?
I think so.
It was like, that was how they found each other. And
at Fish concerts.
Yes, at Fish concerts. And so this grew. The story itself has grown. I mean, I think it was originally Natalie Eilbert over at USA Today, Wisconsin's, the Green Bay Gazette. We've had her on before. She wrote this story. That's how I found out about it. So we've covered it, and they've gotten more and more press. And I think it's growing as far as other teams, like fans at other teams are adopting the idea, because it's not just a Wisconsin thing. Like any sporting events, there is a lot of drinking involved.
Yes.
And so the Today Show this week covered it. I think we have some of the clips from that segment.
The oldest franchise in the NFL is the first to try something groundbreaking.
You want a sticker?
Sure.
Section Yellow, a first-of-its-kind sobriety station offering support and community for fans who don't drink.
Section Yellow is not anything about abolishing or saying no to drinking. We just want to give a safe area for people that are sober.
But this has expanded beyond what your expectations were?
Immensely.
The Detroit Motown Miracle.
Section Yellow was co-founded by recovering alcoholic John Plagman, a lifetime Packers fan with the Shrine to match. He'd seen Phish fans embrace a similar sober supportive concept at concerts and helped to export the idea to Green Bay. For newcomers, Section Yellow offers information. For members of the sober community, it offers friendship. Here's a snapshot into how it's going. Witness the joy of Ruth Farrow and Lexi Sokol, huge Packers fans. The two met a couple of hours before kickoff. After Ruth, who stopped drinking in 2019, posted on the Section Yellow Facebook page, "I would love to go to the game tomorrow night. I'm sober and looking for a sober game buddy, preferably a gal." Lexi then responded, "I'd totally go with you.
Section Yellow provides that community. We can come together and conquer stuff and like meet strangers and go to Packer games."
I get asked all the time, "How do you have fun if you can't drink?" Well, she knows exactly how to have fun when we don't drink, and we've been having a complete blast since we got here.
So kudos to them on national coverage for what is such a great idea, and I think is I actually haven't, because I ended up having recovering from COVID. So I was going to check them out during the Rams game, but I haven't been there to see the table and see the section that they're in. But so happy for them, so happy for John with the attention that such a pure and supportive idea has gotten and gained.
And isn't it kind of poetic, too, that this began at Lambeau Field?
Mm-hmm.
And if this stretches across all of the stadiums in the NFL, I just think that there is some poetry to that.
Well, it's also, it's poetry, but it's also funny because I was just thinking of how we learned earlier this year that one of the reasons that the Packers thrived during Prohibition was because they didn't really care about Prohibition.
Yeah, they kind of ignored
in
those.
Green Bay, they were like, eh, it's fine.
It's a suggestion.
We're just going to keep rolling like this. But that was not the only story from Wisconsin that made it to the Today Show. If you're on social media, which obviously we talk a lot about it on this show because I am very online, but the Milwaukee Public Library, which obviously is part of the problems with budgetary concerns and the fiscal cliff that's happening, and they, by the skin of their teeth, got some more funding for this next year, but
it's been tough.
It's been tough, and it's something that is a bigger concern as far as how to hold on to this beautiful, incredible resource that we have in Milwaukee. But somehow, and I don't know who this person is, but in the last 6 months, I don't know if it's one person, I don't know if it's a team, but the videos that they are producing and putting on TikTok and Instagram Reels are some of the most creative, fun, pure videos I've seen. And like Reese Witherspoon follows them. Like they're getting millions of views. I think they have hundreds of thousands of followers. And this is for a library in Milwaukee.
And have you seen the videos? I mean, from the snips that I've seen, it's like they do some of the plots from famous books.
So, you know, they're one that did really well on for Halloween. They reenacted in the library The Shining and a bunch of like spooky story things that, and then, but they also have, they take advantage of the trends that are on TikTok, but like make them about the library or getting their library card. Like one that they've done a couple times is there was this one trending sound on TikTok where the joke was something you find out on a first date and then you're sprinting in the other direction because it's such a red flag. And they've done this now multiple times, but the thing that makes you run is you find out your date has not renewed their library card.
That's awesome.
And the commitment, and it's not paid actors, it's people who work for the library. And you can also see the diversity of ages and ethnicities and races of the people who work at the library. And the fact that everyone who play, like they're so playful, right? They're willing to do it. And so let's play some of the segment that the Today Show did for the Milwaukee Public Library.
From the outside, the Milwaukee Public Library might remind you of a bygone era. Built in the 1800s, the majestic building is home to more than 2.5 million books. But it's their TikTok videos that are writing their next chapter. Incredible videos made by employees to help catapult their library into the modern age.
We thought that it would be a new way to engage a new audience.
Immediately, the videos were a hit.
In our first month, I think we had 5 million views.
In the first month, you had 5 million views?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. We make good videos, I guess. Ready?
Great videos, in fact, shot and edited on an iPhone by library data analyst Derek Riley.
Wait, let me stop you. You said free. You guys aren't spending any money on this?
No.
Not a dime.
We don't even have dedicated staff members. Every single person that works on TikTok has another full-time job at the library.
Ready.
Pitching, planning, and producing the videos is no small feat. But the response is the reward when they get to read the touching comments that roll in.
The public libraries were my safe place growing up in Milwaukee. Thank you for being there for me. Another commenter said, this made me cry thinking about my small rural town librarian handing me the books about being gay after I rode my bike there when I was 13. Thank you. What's it like to get that feedback?
Teared up reading the comments on that video. We get a lot of great comments, people saying they want to fly to Milwaukee just to visit our library. They want to move here. They want to work at this library. The video made them want to be a librarian. It made them sign up for a library card.
More than 80 videos later, the once imposing building feels welcoming.
I mean, do yourself a favor, whether it's on Instagram or TikTok, and look up Milwaukee Public Library and go check out. Because truly, if you think about it, do the math on that. In 1 month, I mean, they've done 80 videos. And even in just 1 month, they got 5 million views. And so, you know, that's not a lot of videos to have. I mean, that's like per video, how many people are watching, enjoying, how many people outside of state this is reaching, how good this is for the library, as far as people, a reminder to go renew your library card.
Right.
Go. I mean, that was my big thing this year. Instead of just wasting money and buying books on Amazon because of the convenience of it, it's like, go check them out at the library and get your library card and support your local library. And just the creativity, and just to, you know, the data analyst, right? Like the creativity of people who have, this is not their full-time job. They
right.
did not hire an agency to do this for them. This is just the ingenuity and creativity of the people who already worked there, and they're just knocking it out of the park.
And could there have been a more Wisconsin response when the interviewer asked him, you know, 5 million views in a month. What are you doing? Oh, I don't know. I guess we're just okay.
It's so
humble. It is.
Taking his compliment. Oh. Hates taking credit. but yeah, so I just, you know, so happy. Whenever we could celebrate things that are happening here, it is very fun to do that. And I don't know. This just made me so happy that they're getting the credit that they deserve.
If you've never been in that building, it really is fantastic. If you're an architecture fan, you need to check out the downtown Milwaukee Public Library.
Well, not only that, but they also did a huge renovation. And so there's new stuff to see. Because I know during COVID, they were closed for a while. And then it actually took longer to open than initially thought.
And it's unfortunately a little further in that piece. They are still having trouble getting back to the pre-COVID numbers of people actually in the door. There's a lot more online activity, and you can do a lot of stuff online, and you can reserve books online and all that stuff, but they're still hoping to get the number of people actually in the library back to the pre-COVID levels.
Yeah. So if you can, you live in Milwaukee or you live in Southeast Wisconsin, go there. If you're coming to visit, if you're somewhere else in Wisconsin, next time you come to Milwaukee, check it out. It is a beautiful building. They need our support. Libraries are such a lifeline to so many people.
Reading will change your life.
Yes. And so hopefully we'll still get someone, Eileen Force Cahill, on to talk about both the TikToks, but also potentially just in general what the library is up against. But either way, kudos.
Well
snaps,
done.
Claps for both of those, for Section Yellow and for the Milwaukee Public Library. When we come back, 5 more easy things that don't take a lot of effort that can improve your life. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're gonna love it here. Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
I got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If she needs me bad.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinair is on the board. It is Friday. We are having fun. We are in the last hour of today's show before the weekend. Coming up next, Phil Sklar, the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, is going to join us because tomorrow is National Bobblehead Day. Because
another thing we have to be proud of, yes, in Wisconsin.
That's true. That is very true. But for now, as promised, five more things that don't take a lot of effort that could slightly improve your life. This is where this is from The Guardian, where they published 100 of these. And so basically we're knocking off five a day, giving you small suggestions.
Instead of the one big New Year's resolution.
Instead of the one big thing, you know, take what makes sense, leave what doesn't, but just some slight suggestions. So we are now on number 21. So we're doing 21 through 25 today.
Oh, this must be a good one.
Well, no, this is actually, I just read 22 in my mind first. You can probably weigh in on this, being married to an Englishman. Add the milk at least 1 minute after the tea is brewed. Is he a tea drinker?
He is.
Are you a tea drinker?
Occasionally.
Do you add milk?
Yes. I don't wait a minute.
Well, this is saying wait a minute. I don't know what the difference would make. That's all it says. So it gives no reason. It doesn't say what advantage, what taste, how it tastes different, but it says add the milk at least 1 minute after the tea is brewed.
Well,
brewed, maybe not even just poured in, because aren't you supposed to let it sit for like 3 minutes?
No.
How long do you let the tea sit for?
My husband would argue this to the end of the earth. All you want to do is scald the tea bag. You don't let it steep because it makes it bitter.
Oh.
So, I mean, he pours in super boiling, well, you know, boiling water, 20 seconds.
Oh.
And the tea bag is out.
That is not what the direction on the box says in that, you know, the very nice tea. What are some of the tea brands? Not Lipton, but like Organix or something like that?
My husband drinks an English brand.
Okay.
B&G Tips or something like that.
All right. So scald the tea. Wait a minute.
Add the milk.
All right. Number 22. Laugh shamelessly at your own jokes.
I can embrace that.
There is something like cool about not laughing at your own joke and just letting everyone else laugh and knowing that you were funny. But I'm not, I've never been good at that. It's largely especially if I think it's really funny and I start laughing before I even said it and then I ruin it entirely. But there you go. Number 22, laugh shamelessly at your own jokes.
Love it.
23, it might sound obvious, but a pint of water before bed after a big night avoids a clangor of a hangover. Clangor of a hanger is actually what it says.
That's nice. It's all about hydration.
Hydration. I've heard B12 helps a lot.
Mm.
I also like, although sometimes it's hard to adhere to, but for every alcoholic drink you have, balance it with a glass of water. So you're drinking as much water as the drinks that you're having.
Right.
So anything you can continue to stay hydrated will help that headache.
Water's good for
you. The next day. 24. Start a Saturday morning with some classical music. It sets the tone for a calm weekend.
Hmm. My only concern would be if I did that, I would want to go back to bed.
That's fair. My mom's a big fan of smooth jazz.
Oh, is she?
She attributes her low blood pressure to how much smooth jazz she listens to. And so that's probably similar, classical.
Definitely.
Smooth jazz.
As long as it's not like Wagner.
I listen to a lot of, for my soothing, like I'm trying to work and not have, I want background noise, but not. Like I can't see, I mean, I say this as people are potentially listening to us as they're working right now, but listening to podcasts and talk radio while I'm trying to work, like my ADHD brain like does not let me do that.
There's too much going on and you can't half listen and half prep.
Yeah. So it's like I can listen if I'm cleaning the house, you know, doing like not just sitting there and I can pay attention to what's being said and do an activity.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to think and work and have that on, that's very hard.
Yeah. It's too much going on.
But classical music on a Saturday morning, I'll try it tomorrow. I'll report back on how calm it makes me feel for the weekend.
All right.
And then number 25. See, some of these are weird and they're up for interpretation. Look closely.
That's
all it says. Number 25 of how a simple way to slightly improve your life. Look closely. What do you think that means?
I think whoever was assigned that did not finish that assignment.
They're like, what else? What other BS can I put in here to make 100 of these?
Exactly. Look closely. Because
there was
26.
Another one. What was the other one earlier this week? We're like, what does that mean? Everyone has an emotional blind. This was number 6.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has an emotional blind spot when they fight. Work out what yours is and remember it. I still don't know what that means.
Yeah.
As far as it being advice. And look closely also feels a little too vague to really implement into your daily routine.
Well, it's Nigel, are you the one who put look closely on the list?
What does that mean?
What does it mean? Who cares?
All right, well, let us know. Are these helpful? Are any of them like inspiring small ways to improve your life?
Incremental changes.
Incremental changes. Let us know. 844-967-2789. Also, if you have any questions about bobbleheads, we are going to have Phil Sklar, who is the CEO and co-founder of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. I wonder what the difference is. That's maybe one of my first questions. Why is it the Hall of Fame and a museum? How do you fill the criteria of both of those things? But if you have a question for Phil, text it in now. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, he will be here to join us to talk all things bobbleheads. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Got my way through the closet behind the clothes. My way through the attic that no one knows.
Yeah.
Master key that fits every lock.
What?
A hidden door behind the grandfather clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If she needs me real bad, I find about two or three more.
One, two, three more.
I got 29.
To my lovely baby's door. To my
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm an addict. If football's on TV, I'm watching. And when I'm watching, there's only two things that will get me out of my recliner.
and one of those is a trip to the buffet table. Ours always includes grilled brats and hot dogs on village hearth buns. At halftime, we bring out a huge platter of cold cut sandwiches made on Country Hearth multigrain bread. Baked right here in the Midwest, Country Hearth and Village Hearth breads and buns are always fresh and delicious.
Touchdown! Yes! Yes!
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let it slip, it comfort, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
Then I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 24. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 15. Highs around 29. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tuesday, under overcast skies. 36 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
We're gonna bobble to the left and bobble to the right. Moving your body, wind it up tight. Bobble up tall and bobble down low. And jiggle your head everywhere you go.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for listening, no matter where you're listening, across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app. Well, we love a good national holiday. observance, whatever you want to call it. And tomorrow, January 7th, is National Bobblehead Day. And since Milwaukee is home to the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, of course we had to get Phil Sklar, who is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, on the show. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So is this like your Super Bowl tomorrow?
It is, yeah. I tell people every day is National Bobblehead Day for us, but, you know, there's only one National Bobblehead Day for everybody else, and it always is a fun time of the year.
So I guess to start at the beginning, how did you get into bobbleheads, that you've made this into your career?
Yeah, so it started out with a passion for collecting. My dad collected sports cards growing up in Rockford, Illinois. He got me into collecting sports cards when I was growing up, and so that passion for sports cards turned into bobbleheads in 2003 when the other co-founder, Brad, was working for the minor league Rockford Riverhawks team, and they gave away a bobblehead for the first time. He got one. From there, we came to school at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and started circling bobblehead days on the calendar, and one bobblehead grew into one case, and then before we knew it, about 3,000 bobbleheads in 2013. And we haven't stopped collecting since.
So when you say the bobblehead day, so you mean like at sporting events when they're like, we're handing out this memorabilia thing. And so you guys would make sure to be at those events those days. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah. So we're already going to go to a few Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, Wave games a year as big sports fans. So we figured, you know, might as well get a bobblehead when you're there. And so we went to those games in particular. And if we went to a Cubs game or, you know, traveled, we'd try to circle bobblehead games on the calendar and, you know, we'd buy some on eBay, trade, you know, we got two or sometimes more than that. So we could, you know, trade a bobblehead from the Brewers for a bobblehead from the Marlins. And that's sort of how the collection built up over time.
And so when it comes to bobbleheads, one, I didn't know that they've been around for like 100 years, which is
more than that. Yeah.
More than that. So, yep, yeah, so tell us more about the history itself of bobbleheads and like their place in American history.
Yeah, so they actually date back at least to, there's a painting of Queen Charlotte in her dressing room at Buckingham Palace from the late 1700s, and she has two figurines behind her on either side of her shoulders, and they actually bobble. Those bobbleheads are still in the collection of Buckingham Palace, and we have two similar bobbleheads in the museum as well. And so those are just more decorative figurines that people would have, you know, in their house on display. But they didn't really get popular in the U.S. until like the 1960s and 50s with the nodding dogs in people's windows and the cars. And then after that, you know, 1960-61 was the first year that they made officially licensed bobbleheads for all the sports teams. And those are those classic boy-faced bobbleheads that a lot of people remember having or have handed down to them over the years.
And so that is wild to think of that it's like from Buckingham Palace. As far as, what do you think is it just like a figurine? Like they didn't have a special name?
Yeah, I mean, they were, Asia Pacific. They came from that region. It was, you know, people collected them. They sold for about $35,000 recently of a similar style. So yeah, we have pair at the museum that have 1842 engraved in the back. We're still working on dating them, but they're similar. They're pretty large. I mean, they're big pieces. They're not like the little, you know, 7-inch bobbleheads that you might get at a Brewers game, but they're just of, you know, people. So, yeah.
I suppose for the time, Phil, having a head that moved was probably pretty advanced.
Yeah, I guess that is true. And it wasn't the typical spring you see today. It was more of a little contraption with a rod. And yeah, the heads bobbled just sort of similar to how they nod today.
And so with I said this before we came back from, we went to break. So as both a museum and a Hall of Fame, is there a distinction of which bobbleheads get to go in which side of the building?
Yeah, so we do have a separate section for the Hall of Fame. When we announced the idea for the Hall of Fame Museum in November of 2014, we were working on some fun things to get excitement for the museum and Hall of Fame. And one of those was the idea to see whether Pete Rose's bobblehead should be the first one inducted into the Hall of Fame, since he's banned from the Baseball Hall of Fame. It was about 95% yes. So we had actually him in Milwaukee for an induction a few years ago, have a bobblehead of him holding his bobblehead.
Nice.
Since then, the pandemic sort of set us back on the timeline for having the next class. So he's has that distinction of having the Hall of Fame to himself for now. And we'll be working on it over the next, you know, year or so to have an official process. And then each year, you know, with all the new bobbleheads that come out, the best of the best will make it into the Hall of Fame.
So what makes a bobblehead the best of the best? Like, what criteria, even though there's only the one right now, what in your brain, you're like, this is what the criteria needs to be?
Yeah, so I mean, there's the iconic bobbleheads from the 60s. There's the first stadium giveaway bobbleheads from 1989. The Oakland A's gave one away, and then 1999 was the first player-specific bobblehead. So those would probably be in there. The Beatles bobblehead set from 1964, which was the first pop culture bobbleheads featuring actual people. So there's some like that. And then, you know, every year teams give away quite a few bobbleheads, and they get more and more creative. And so there's so many different bobbleheads that are out there that are just really unique, and people, I'm sure, will feel Hall of Fame worthy.
Absolutely. And so you guys don't make, do you make any of your own, or it's just collecting?
So it's both. So okay. Yeah, the idea for the museum sort of came about with that collection. And then also 2013, we sought out to produce a bobblehead of Michael Pohl, who's a friend of ours. He's a manager for the Milwaukee Panthers sports teams and also a Special Olympian. So we reached out to UWM and said, hey, you know, you should look into doing a bobblehead giveaway. And they didn't have the budget for it. So we were like, well, let's just see how we can make it. How do bobbleheads get made? We had all these bobbleheads we collected and figured, you know, we can go through the process. And we went through that process, had a great experience with it. Got a lot of, you know, excitement for his bobblehead and said, hey, you know, here's a huge list of other people who have never had bobbleheads. We can start making and marketing bobbleheads and at the same time have a one-of-a-kind attraction, one museum in the world dedicated to bobbleheads. And so we put together a business plan and announced the idea in November 2014.
We're talking to Phil Sklar, who is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum located near downtown Milwaukee, because tomorrow is National Bobblehead Day. And so I feel like there's a range. Sometimes when you see a bobblehead, I feel like they really nail the person and it's like, oh yeah, you know who that is. And sometimes it's kind of like, this doesn't really look like them. So like, who's, like, what kind of detail or what is the range of, like, artistry? Does it come down to price? Or what are kind of the different details that go into how accurately someone ends up seeming to be portrayed on their bobblehead?
Yeah, so there is a huge range, and it does come down to a lot of different factors. There's a lot of different factories that produce bobbleheads. But for the most part, you know, they start with the 2D rendering that a graphic designer makes. So we have graphic designers who will make the rendering of the bobblehead. Then they're hand sculpted out of clay. Sometimes, you know, when you see bobbleheads that don't necessarily look like the person, it might have came down to timing and having to rush. So if, you know, a team has the giveaway on April 30th, they have to have those bobbleheads in hand at least a few days before that. So they have to work sort of backwards. And, you know, if the person's head doesn't look quite right, they might just get to a point where they have to say, well, you know, do we want to tell fans that they're not going to get their bobblehead on time, or, you know, do we want to just approve it? So sometimes that plays a factor. But we, you know, the bobbleheads that we produce and sell, we're extremely, you know, detail oriented. We look at every aspect from top to bottom and looking at all different angles of the person. You know, we sometimes even get maybe a little too picky. But yeah, when we see that mold, you should say, you know, that looks exactly like that person, especially if it's a really recognizable person like a president or, you know, public figure, athlete.
And so what are some of the ones that you said you had your initial one, what are some of the other ones that you guys have taken upon yourselves to make?
So it's a long list.
Okay. What are some of your favorite ones then?
Okay. Some of the favorite ones. Yeah. The presidents, there had been like 15 presidents who had never had bobbleheads. And so preparing for the DNC, which was supposed to be in Milwaukee, we said, hey, you know, let's make a full exhibit of presidential bobbleheads. And so we started producing it. The DNC ended up, you know, pretty much getting pushed to virtual, but the bobbleheads were extremely popular, which we were surprised. We didn't know how many people would want a Martin Van Buren bobblehead, but we've done like three reorders of them. So that's been fun. We've done a lot of Milwaukee related, like Milverine. That one's been a lot of fun. The Leroy Butler, we've worked really closely with him and got to know him really well. So we've done several bobbleheads for him. And the Wisconsin College ones we just released today with Bucky Badger, Whitewater. We've done a Milwaukee Panthers bobblehead. So it's a lot of fun to do those local bobbleheads. But we do bobbleheads for coast to coast and even some international.
Phil, who does one need to lobby in order to have a bobblehead made of them.
So you might be speaking to the right place. We do a lot of custom bobbleheads and unique bobbleheads for people, whether it's we do single bobbleheads. People go on our website and you can upload a picture and put in specifications and get, you know, your aunt, grandma, mom, dad, anybody you want a bobblehead. But yeah, we do small runs, big runs, whatever it might be. If it bobbles, we're always eager to be involved.
So then for the collector's aspect of it, because there's, you know, the part of collecting, because I'm married to someone who really likes sports cards, is the scarcity of it, right? The value of something is based on how many of them are made. So in the opposition of, or like compared to a consumer product, which you build the demand of how many people want to buy that thing. So is that purposeful as far as how many you guys make your own, but even the ones that you collect, is that kind of the same mindset as sports cards, as like there's only so many of these and once they're done, they're done. You can't buy more. And so their value only goes up if it's popular.
Yeah, that is true. And with bobbleheads, we see the same thing as sports cards. Sports cards, even a little bit, some of them are numbered, but most of them aren't. But with bobbleheads, most of the collectible bobbleheads that have been produced and released that people buy either online or at a store are individually numbered. So that really, makes it scarce and people can see, okay, there was only 500 or a couple of thousand produced. We did a Bucky Badger bobblehead for their back-to-back Final Four several years ago, and they sold out. And now people, if they want one, or if they're even able to find one, pay $500 or more for it.
Phil, so when you make the Kristen and Jane bobbleheads, only make like 40.
Well, either be really
sounds
valuable.
We could sell them for, you know, $1,000 each and raise some good funds.
We'll donate to charity. We just want the admiration of us sitting on people's shelves talking to each other.
Yes.
So then as far as what people can do when they visit, either virtually or in person at the Museum and Hall of Fame, what can people do and what can they expect when they come?
Yeah, so we have 10,000 plus unique bobbleheads on display. We also have exhibits about the history, how they're made, the stories behind them. We have a lot of featured Wisconsinites and then also, you know, global icons like Martin Luther King Jr., Helen Keller, Jackie Robinson, really runs the gamut from sports to non-sports. People can put a pin in the map if they're visiting from outside the area since the area has been taken, but we've had visitors from all 50 states. We also have a gift shop that has over 500 bobbleheads available to take home, as well as merchandise with their logo for, you know, t-shirts, pins, postcards, and anything you can probably think of.
Any international visitors?
We do. So we have a map, and the map you put your pin in, but behind that is international map. And we've had last count 25 or so states, and it's always interesting to see why people are visiting Milwaukee. And it's also cool to see people's feedback in Milwaukee. We hear great things people really love and are surprised, especially first-time visitors, on how wonderful a city it is, how much there is to do, how vibrant it is, the restaurant scene, the art scene. It's exciting to be part of that.
Well, I imagine we were talking earlier today that Visit Milwaukee now has a new show. And so I would imagine potentially a Great Things Brewing might have an episode where they come visit you, because it is such a unique, like, feather in our cap as far as what exists in Milwaukee is this, like, 10,000 plus bobblehead museum, which is so cool.
Yeah, and Visit Milwaukee has been awesome to work with. It's, you know, it's really exciting to see what's going on in the city, and you can see some of the city outside the window of our office and throughout the museum. And so it's exciting and good things happening. And with Bobby Portis on board with Visit Milwaukee, we've done some fun things with that. We have a 3-foot-tall Bobby Portis bobblehead on display and him holding the championship trophy. So that's been a fun bobblehead that fans continue to enjoy.
I might have to come check that one out because Bobby is. I love Giannis, but I do love Bobby. All right, well, you can find all the information we just talked about at bobbleheadhall.com. Phil Sklar is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Please check it out. It is so fun. Thank you so much for joining us today, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy early National Bobblehead Day, and share your collections on social media, and it'll be fun to have a great day for bobbleheads.
Absolutely. Back at you. All right, we're going to take one more break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sin West.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair on the board. So, our friend.
Yes.
Steve Scafidi.
Yes, we love Steve.
Just texted me at the break.
Is he bragging?
He's bragging that he has his own bobblehead. And now I need to ask him after the show if someone made that for him or if he was that important that Phil Sklar said, we need to make one of Steve Scafidi.
Well, now we know from Phil that we can have our own maid if we want.
We can. We can.
And anybody can do that. Which, like, can you imagine how much fun that would be for your parents?
Yes.
If you got a Deb bobblehead and a Dad bobblehead.
We'd have to make sure one is...
really tall.
Much taller than the other. We have a Giannis bobblehead and an Aaron Rodgers bobblehead at home. But the Aaron Rodgers one is much bigger. Just, I mean, not... They're just different because they come in different sizes, right? But it looks so funny if I had them all on my Wisconsin shelf.
Right.
And they're like, well, this is not accurate at all because Giannis is certainly like a foot tall. Well, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is what, 6'2"? 6'3", probably. So he's not a foot taller, but...
pretty close.
He's a lot taller.
Yeah.
And so, well, today was a fun show.
It was. And talking to Phil was really delightful. If you haven't checked out the bobblehead... and it's kind of like what the theme of the show has been this whole time is... Wisconsin's pretty darn great, you guys, and we have a lot of great stuff here.
We do. And it's, you know, it's so funny because I think there's the political aspect of this state that can be very frustrating. But once you get beyond that, there is so much support and camaraderie and collaboration and fun hometown type stuff that it makes this show very fun to be able to span... Run the gamut between the news and what's going on in Madison that is sometimes, you know, everyone has an opinion on and we have our opinions on it, but also not to make this show only about that and that there are so much other good things and fun things and important things to talk about besides what our elected officials are doing.
Yeah, there's great things to highlight in businesses and industries and people and organizations and nonprofits, and there's lots to celebrate.
Which is a good plug right now that if you have something that we should be talking about, shoot us an email.
Let us know.
asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We are always taking ideas and would love to hear from you of things that we should talk about, things we should celebrate, things we should explain and break down because you think more people should know about it. And so I just saw this on the, speaking of things to celebrate and people who have their own bobblehead, on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's homepage, I just saw this headline pop up. Why is Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring at historic level? It's simple to him. Quote, I'm just better. I'm going to start using that. Like, what it's like, why does this happen in your life? I'm just better. He is so good, though.
He is.
He's so fun to watch. He's so easy to like, which I think is also part of his the charm. It's like to find someone who's that good. And I just hope he stays that. I feel like I've used this word a lot today, but pure as far as how good. And then not that he doesn't trash talk. Like, I think there's
There's an edgy side there.
Yeah, like, I think there's stories when you hear interviews of other players who have to play against him of elbows thrown. I don't know if he, like, how much he talks. Like, there's certainly, I think, bigger trash talkers in the NBA than him. But he's not just, you know, this golden child who is so innocent.
No. No angel is going to be able to make a mean face like he does.
It's mean.
Without a little...
That's something in there.
A little edge there.
But what was I watching the other day? I forgot what, I don't know if it was a recent game or how he always, instead of the back of his jersey for his name, as far as kind of hyping that up, he always hypes up like the front of the jersey that says Milwaukee. And he had some great quote about, you know, this is the team that we represent and it's not about an individual and it's a team sport and all the things. And I was like, oh, I just love you.
That's amazing.
But you just hope that... There's so many of our stars in Wisconsin. Our Wisconsin, some of our football players, not all of them. Leroy Butler, still in very good standing.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Driver, still in very good standing. But, you know, sometimes...
Ego takes over.
The big ones, they stick around long enough that you find out who they really are, or they change, or they get too famous, or whatever. And fame, it's hard to be famous, but here's hoping that Giannis is always as playful and fun and likable as he is.
Well, and I think one of the things that will make a difference is because his family is so important to him. And they're all, you know, he's so tight with his brothers and his mother and Mariah and their two children. And I think when you have people who have been in your life for a long time who are there to check you, it's a lot harder to get away with, I'm great.
Well, and that's even at every level. I said I had dinner with a friend last night who I've known since high school, even before high school. And we have a friend who also has been not in entertainment, but just in business. Like, he's been very, very successful. And we were talking last night how when he comes home and it's like us, he's like, you know, no one is asking me with any, like, asking me for anything. Most of you don't even understand what I actually do. And, you know, and like, no one's trying to network with me and really cares about my status whatsoever. And I was like, that is for anyone who achieves some level of fame or success, having those people who don't really care, who know that you were the awkward kid who played truth or dare and had an inappropriate crush on someone that you should have let it go a long time ago. But in high school, you just couldn't let it, you know, it's like those stories. Right. And so you're right, probably, as far as the amount of people who it's like, calm down, Giannis.
Exactly. Yeah.
Simmer down now.
Exactly. Don't let it go to your head, as my mother would have said. Just, you know, that's great. Calm down about yourself.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You're not great. All right. Well, this was a fun week back. First week of 2023.
Yes.
More to come. A whole year of shows. On Monday, we are going to be talking about how much road salt is really infecting our waters.
It's kind of shocking.
It's kind of bad. It's really bad. And State Senator Melissa Agard is going to be here. And we have a whole week of fun shows and interesting topics. But for now, you should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, or if you are listening in Wausau on WXCO, the Chad Holmes Show. But for us, that'll about do it for this first week of 2023. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening every day. Come back on Monday at 11 a.m. And for now, this has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches
for WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.